at Backchat 895. You know, the first time, every now and then, and the last time I know that I did assure, she did assure me she'll bring the students. Remember Lydia last time?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, you were here. I'm like, where are the students? Where are these people we were talking about? So she's brought them here. Lydia, welcome. Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much for having me again and again.
again. By the way, she's from S18 Entrepreneur. Nutshell, just tell us briefly about that. What are we talking here?
Okay. SA Teen Entrepreneur Foundation is an NPO which seeks to instill a culture of entrepreneurship in young people. And we do this through various programs which we have devised. The first one is the Entrepreneur Societies, which has brought the girls you are seeing here in studio. Uh-huh. And then we have holiday camps where we teach young people to have an entrepreneurial mindset.
Okay. So you've been doing this for how long now with them?
We've been in business since 2010 and registered in 2011. And we have been going with the societies, which are now running in a number of schools since 2015.
Okay. Are we talking only here in the Western Cape, or is it a national program this year?
SA Teen Entrepreneur has got a national and possibly a continental, if not a global, vision.
Okay.
So at the moment, we do have societies here in Western Cape, but we do have members all over the world.
All right. Well, they know you, Lydia. Okay. And then like next year, we've got
Nokuthula Ntonga.
Nokuthula Ntonga. She's one of the educators, I assume, huh?
Yes.
Okay, educators. And she's involved with SA Teen Entrepreneur, or?
Yes, we do have champion teachers at every school where we run our societies. Oh. And we've brought the winning champion for this year from Ekamfaletu.
Ekamfaletu, congratulations, by the way.
Thank you so much.
It's a great pleasure. So, meanwhile, you're the reigning champ.
Yes, I am.
For
SA? Just here in Cape Town.
In Cape Town. How were you voted the reigning champ? What did you do?
At my school, we've got entrepreneurship, which I had this year, three groups. I normally teach the learners about entrepreneurship, and then they then come up with ideas. So this year, they came up with two ideas that then were number one and number two.
Okay, so you went
Now they're the champs.
Oh, okay. So now you were what? You went to the final, to the nationals?
The grand finale, and then
they won.
They won. They are number one.
You, who are these ones, Matthew? People like you, but you must be Zanini. Welcome, girls. Thank you. Thank you for coming. All right, I'll start with your sister. What's your name?
Nandi Pamsomi.
Nandi Pamsomi, right next to her?
Sibabalo Makwenju.
Makwenju. Last but not least?
Anati Poison.
Anati Poison. Seems like they're from... What school is this? What school?
Ikamvaletu.
Where is it?
It's in Langa.
Oh, Kwalanga.
Yes,
I remember last time. Remember?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
We have schools all over. In Western Cape, in Cape Town, and members who have joined the entrepreneur societies, they are everywhere in the country. But primarily, we have the societies running out here in Western Cape.
Okay. Girls, coming to you now. Come, guys. You interpret, which I believe in. It's about time now, you know. This thing of wake in the morning, go, woof your job. You must create jobs. You know, must you the future. That's what they're encouraging. Let's start with you, sister. Miss Manganen, I'll catch Nandipa. At this point, what was the whole process?
We made coasters, and our idea was the best.
What is coasters? I don't even know what
coasters. When you put in your glass of juice or cup of coffee, and then you don't want to leave stains on your table.
Okay.
So we use coasters.
Okay, it's like you know,
ubeka I glass pesquayo.
Oh, okay, all right. So you and then that idea won.
Yes, it was the best.
It was the best. What made it to be the best? I mean, coasters have been around for some time. Why? What? What
it was unique.
I want to hear from you guys.
It was
unique. See Lydia wants to chip in. I'm not going to give it. How unique
the
was...
The reason why it was the best is because many households need these things, like to prevent scratches from their furniture, to keep their furniture just clean. So, yeah, that's why it was the best. And these things are very scarce. So,
Oh, okay. It's also scarcity of it.
Yeah.
So the idea you brought up, and I was like, okay. So what did you use? Do you use ordinary material? Is it a certain material you use?
Recycled materials.
Okay, recycled materials. I think that was a winning formula. Lydia.
I think in some of these ideas, the most important thing is how do you recycle? Mm. For us, the bottle tops which are inside those coasters, which normally, and the girls can possibly explain, they are all over in the bottle stores and everywhere else, and sometimes young kids put them in the mouth and they choke. So obviously, if you can now use the bottle tops which are there to come up with something else which can be used. Okay. And obviously that recycling is the kind of thing which we are looking for.
Okay, so here's a bottle cap, I've got it. So what happened? So now you took this,
and we cleaned it before we could cover it with the material. We cleaned it so that it can be nice.
All right.
Then we cover it with the material. Then we put some glue in, like, to make it more, like, suitable. And
all right. And so you just put it...
Yes, with the glue, then you just do the thing.
All right. So now I can use this and put my cup of tea, whatever. All right. Wow. I mean, this, like, anyone can do this. And who could believe of...
Yes, always the biggest ideas or the simplest ideas makes the best in terms of possibly money and money spinners. You don't have to go far. You just have to be conscious of what is available around you and how can you maximize that for a financial gain.
How long did it take you to put this together?
It was only a week.
It was only a week. Okay. How many are you? Are you in this group?
No.
Three.
They
fell off.
Yes, they still there.
I know. I'm not gonna go in the street. I'm in Koli Dodi. I know it was not such a thing. I'm in Koli Dodi. Let's go to the teacher, Ms. For you to give them that. Tell us more about them. You know them better. What did you see?
As a teacher, I'm normally busy.
Mm-hmm.
That means most of the time now I need to spend in my class.
Mm.
So during break time, we then decided as a group that we'll use break times because...
it's not part of curriculum.
It's not part of curriculum.
Wow.
No, I still have my workload, eh?
Uh-huh, yeah.
So, and then as a group, we then decided to elect a group leader, which is Anati Boysen.
Mm.
So then she takes care of the group because it's her second year. It was the third year now in the group. So she knows most of the stuff that we normally do.
Mm.
So then as a teacher, I'm just driving.
Okay.
See, is it this done or what is it that
yeah,
is
you asked did you dot your eyes? Cross your T's.
I'm wondering, do we have class today? Yes, we do. What is it that we need to do? And all those things. But then they did everything by themselves.
Okay. How many were there?
Some fell on the way. There were about 40, I guess, or 42. But some fell on the way.
It's fine. It's okay. It's a classroom thing, you know. It's, you know, some will fall off. They'll dust themselves up. They'll come up and don't close the doors behind them when they join come back. I'm sure they're happy. So you took them this to the finals. Where did they go?
Okay, the four groups plus the others that were still on the group. Then there was a grand finale on the 20th of October. So we then went to Cape Town.
Okay, it was in Cape Town.
Yeah, it was in Cape Town.
Hey, young was she? Or was she? Who were all there? Who was all there? How many schools are around here in Cape Town? Was it a national one or can it be Western Cape?
We are pick up.
It's only on schools from around here in Cape Town. But didn't you feel like, oh my goodness, are we going to make it here?
Oh, yes.
Yes. We're so nervous. But we had the faith that we're going to win.
So, did you also have to present your staff there and explain to it?
Yes.
Wow, I'm sure that was good. All the schools are there. All eyes on you. Were you given time constraints to present yourself? What?
Yes, I can't remember, but we were given like in a certain time that we can use.
Who was presenting on behalf? Was it you?
Everyone.
Also, you had to present this. Lydia, I'm sure you're one of the adjudicators. Come and talk to us. Were you not hard on the children?
I don't get to judge. I actually assemble a number of people from industry, from the also young entrepreneurs who are a little bit older than this to look into these ideas. The idea is for us to get as many schools to participate. And when they go there at the grand finale, we have them to be able to articulate their idea in a great, you know, with a lot of other people around, so that at least they gain the confidence. If they can do that with one idea, it doesn't, some of the ideas, they could be a bit still rough, but as long as they can get to talk about what they are doing, it means that next year they can be sharper. Next year they can be sharper. By the time they get to their to our age, they've possibly done 5 or 6, and then they become, serial entrepreneurs. This is where we start. As a country, if we can instill a culture of entrepreneurship whilst they're still young like this, whilst they still have time. And look, these young people have been doing it during their break time and sometimes after school. You know, and all of us do have time. These kids still have time. Sometimes when we grow up, we have all family responsibilities. We don't have that much time. By that time they get to that, they already have done 5 or 6 or 7 or 20 ideas. It's really
it's
important.
It's also sharpening also their ideas, also to be innovative, to think of, hey, man can be creative and what. Because not all of us are going to be employed. So, Vuka Sika, Mlungu open, is there any job? No. We start here, create your own jobs. This is what you say. And this can, who knows, now you are written somewhere in these big books, and you know, Income Valley 2 is one, this for the Western Cape to be exact, Lydia.
Yes, to be exact, yes, mainly Western Cape schools participated, but we want this to be a whole participation.
Even all the schools who took part, they're all winners, guys, by the way. I know you listen.
All of them. We don't.
Yeah, these are the champs. Yeah. They're all winners.
Everybody who goes through the program is a winner, because they are going to pick up something. It could be time management. It could be integrity. It could be just being sharp and having another eye at opportunities around them. Or they could also be entrepreneurs within corporates when you hire them. So everybody who participates in our programs is a clear winner.
Sisters, where are the guys?
We have no guys.
Okay. Why not? Is it a school of what?
The other group, the second group, there is 2 guys.
Okay, there are some 2 guys. It's just that there's no interest from them or what? They're busy with their own projects. I'm just
they fell on the way. They fell. So we left them there.
Okay. You know, that's saying empower a woman, empower the nation. You know, medically.
We try to empower boys and girls, but we see sometimes that the girls are more, entrepreneurial. I might not be wanting to say that, but at least the schools where we have been, which is most of them are mixed.
Like that, most
of the schools are mixed schools, but some of the groups which have been coming through now, even if we were to take a statistics, we see that maybe 60% are women or girls, and maybe 40 are boys, despite the opportunity being given to everyone.
Okay. And we're on the right track. Let's be more opportunity to women, because we're investing in the brighter future. Yeah. We know that for the nation, it will also, even though it's some men, you're also going to benefit. Where to now from here?
The idea, remember, we have always said that there are 27,000 schools only here in South Africa. If only every school, in whatever form or format they are, they could have an entrepreneurial society at their school. It might be run by SA Teen Entrepreneur Board, by another organization out there. We need to start. I mean, the president has been preaching that we need so many jobs. We need everybody to be up and running. South Africa is ripe with opportunities, and it is important that we empower our young people to have that entrepreneurial eye and mindset, so that they can take advantage of these opportunities. And we start in the schools, in the homes, in the universities, in
where
the
TV, you are.
Wherever you are. Think what opportunities are here. They are not just here in Cape Town. They are in Eastern Cape. They are in Western Cape. They are in Google too. They are in Khayelitsha. They are everywhere. But we just need to have that inner eye to be able to identify the opportunity.
Ms. Tongo, is there a certain subject which can maybe which will help me to be more creative and think more towards being entrepreneur? I hope I'm pronounced that.
Yeah. There is. We used to call it business economics.
Okay. Yeah.
But now it's called business studies.
All right.
Because what I've observed is that the grade 10 ones, when they came into the group, they now know what is a business plan, because they've been taught at business studies how to do a business plan.
Okay.
So if you combine business studies and accounting, you'll be sharp.
Okay. Business studies and accounting.
Yes.
So that's
and maths literacy.
Okay. Now, so okay, Nestle Trace also. Mm-hmm. Then that will lead you. That will open
the
door.
To count apples. They normally say Miss Literacy is used to count apples. But it's not like that.
It's really not like that.
We count taxes there. Yeah. We count inflation there. There's a lot of things.
Okay. All right. So, guys, yeah.
So, on what we have now, you need to add business management or business studies. Okay. Then you'll be a good entrepreneur.
Wow. And start employing, also contribute towards the unemployment here.
Yep.
In South Africa. These people will be employing people. Watch it, guys. Hang in there. Don't worry. Don't have him clear. No. Hang in there. So now, is this not going to go to nationals?
As we have said that, you know, the program, although it's running in Western Cape, and our vision is all national, if not continental, if not global, we are still working towards getting the program. Obviously, it needs funding. So we are calling upon all corporates, government, individuals, former people who have been to your school, ask if they've got an entrepreneur society at your school, at your former school, and see if you can support, you know, that entrepreneur. If it's not there, you are the one to start it, or call us, and then we'll be able to help and create that society at your school with you holding your hand, because we want the schools to honor and to own this, you know, the program themselves.
Wow, guys. So yeah, talking about that, thank you that you mentioned that. You need to go and present this in Parliament. Why not?
Yes, that's the idea. As I've mentioned, every one of the maybe 1,000 or 2,000 young people who participated this year, we want them to be recognized, and everyone has got a certificate that they've at least gone through that program. Mm. And next year, they can join again, come up with... there are so many ideas. I mean, we are ripe with ideas. Young people have got so many...
These are around us.
They are around us. They are about us.
You don't want to think.
And we see people coming here from everywhere and coming up with ideas, and yet we're seated here. The only way we can do that, we can also be that like that, is that we need to empower our young children to think entrepreneurial and to be able to, you know, exploit the opportunities which are ripe.
At what age you start them? I've got a young
as
one.
As long as they can start talking and seeing, and they can be, you know,
this is right sometimes. Yeah,
and sometimes, you know, sometimes we do get, you know, the grade 8, the grade 7s. We do have a school from primary in Atlantis, which actually won some of the prizes at this end of this grand finale. So age doesn't matter. It's how you have been empowered and wired. That's what is important. And obviously, the earlier you can empower the young kids, the more ideas they can come up with, and the sharper and the, you know, ideas they can also come up with. So we, as
I'm
a country, I can't emphasize it enough.
Unfortunately, it's written there as a teen entrepreneur, so I'm not a teen, so I wanted to join. So
we can still, you know, say to you, you missed up on that opportunity. Come with us. You know, and we will be able to. There are other programs which we have for young entrepreneurs or adult entrepreneurs, or some people who still entrepreneurs think like kids. So, you know, as long as you still have that teachable spirit in you, and you have that, you know, exploratory kind of spirit in you, you are welcome to come and join us.
Guys, on the last words, what do you want to say to your friends? They are listening. Mama Mel, my niece, what do you say to them? Your name again, just tell them who you are.
Nandi Pamsom.
Yes, Ufunitingo.
I want to say I've gone this far, and you can also make it. Mm. Just be creative, and yes.
Yeah.
Sibabalo Magwenju. Anything is possible.
A native voice, and I want to say that it takes commitment and hard work to get out what you want to do.
I just want to encourage all educators out there that we need to stick together and teach these learners entrepreneurship. You will be so surprised to see that they've got great ideas, and that can take them too far. And not all of them are good in their books, but they are good in other things. So we need to take that into account.
And there's no idea to hire.
No, not.
I think that's the problem with us. We always put these obstacles.
You'll never know.
To giving a try.
It will excite somebody else out there.
All right. Well, thank you for coming, Lydia. So, website?
Our website, I mean, we want all parents, teachers, principals, at the end of this year, because the program starts at the beginning of the year, to join us. Our website is teenentrepreneur.co.za, and our Twitter handle is 247teenbiz, and we are based in Muizenberg, but we are in the school, so, you know, that doesn't limit us to say that we are in Muizenberg. And we have a website, we have, we are on Facebook, so if you just Google Teen Entrepreneur, we are the first ones to come out. And please get in touch with us. If you're a headmaster, if you're a parent out there, ask if at, their, at the school there's an entrepreneur society. We need an entrepreneur society in every school.
Guys, you've said it all. Thank you, man, for coming. All of the best. You all
change.
Thank
you. Thank you.